The website WikiLeaks released nearly 400,000 classified U.S. files on the Iraq War yesterday, some detailing gruesome cases of prisoner abuse by Iraqi forces that the U.S. military knew about but failed to investigate. Charles Collins reports.
The 400,000 documents is by far the largest security breach of its kind in U.S. military history, far surpassing WikiLeaks' dump of more than 70,000 Afghan war files back in July. U.S. officials said the leak endangered U.S. troops and had identified some 300 Iraqi collaborators who were now at risk. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton.
We should condemn in the clear terms, the disclosure of any classified information by individuals and organizations which puts the lives of United States and partner service members and civilians at risk, threatening our national security and the national security of those with whom we are working.
WikiLeaks editor-in-chief Julian Assange on Saturday said the documents showed evidence of war crimes and provided enough material for 40 wrongful killing lawsuits.
We hope to correct some of that attack on the truth that occurred before the war, during the war, and which has continued on since the war officially concluded.
The Pentagon dismissed his claims and said the files were only ground-level field reports from a well-chronicled war with no big surprises. All U.S. forces are set to withdraw from Iraq by the end of next year. I'm Charles Collins.